fight back if Trump decides to sue. You've been listening to The In-Depth. We do it at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 4:49. Time for Triple Team Traffic, covering your trip home for the weekend. Here's Ricky Meese.
Your KSL travel time, southbound I-15 from downtown to the south interchange, already ranging from 20 to 25 minutes. So it's a slow drive from downtown all the way to Draper. And then you have slowing on the West Belt going southbound between California Avenue and Taylorsville. But it's that ramp that's closed, causing congestion in the area of I-215, I-80, even Redwood Road. It's on the ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt to go westbound I-80. You do want to use an alternate route. Michelle Rowe?
I-15 southbound is heavy and slow from Point of the Mountain down to State Road 92. Then northbound I-15 is also slow and heavy from Pleasant Grove up to State Road 92. Looking to east, I-215 east side belt route, southbound filling in from Parley's Canyon area down to Knutson Corner. Finally, southbound Bangor Highway from California Avenue to Highway 201 is filling in. Mark?
Boy, northbound I-15 is pretty rough coming out of Utah County and up to Draper, in spots all the way up to the North Interchange. KSL travel time just from Salt Lake City alone to Farmington is almost 30 minutes. You got delays that continue in Davis County up to Shepherd Lane. More delays, Kaysville 200 north up to SR-193. And then southbound delays coming Riverdale down into Sunset and into Davis County. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.